I'm George Stevens, and I am a person. I was held as property as a child. Even before my birth, I was called a slave in an America you wouldn't recognize. But folks like you helped me escape north to freedom. And in 1864, I joined the infantry to fight for my country. I fought so all slaves would be recognized as persons, not property. And we won. But today in Colorado, there are still people called property. Children, just like I was. And that America you thought you wouldn't recognize is all around you. And these children are being killed. This November, vote yes on Amendment 62. Amendment 62 declares unborn children persons, not property. And that's the America I fought for. So visit personhoodcolorado.com. And in November, vote yes on 62. It's the right thing to do.
Warning is truth of the head. It gets beyond all the headlines you read. Don't need lip service with a wink and a nod. You need a man on a mission from God. Well, not to worry, here's Bob in your life.
Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. Yesterday, Rick Wiles, host of TrueNews.com, online at TrueNews.com, interviewed me from his Florida studio, and we had a great time, although we were talking about some terrible topics, including the sellout of Christian principles by so-called conservative politicians, not to mention the attack on everything good and right by atheists, socialists, homosexuals, evolutionists, abortionists, and the left in general. But through it all, I don't get discouraged because I know the God who created us and that he has the victory. And so we really did have a good time on the air. And I'm so thrilled that Rick Wiles could join us now on Bob Enyart Live. Rick, welcome to Denver, Colorado.
Hey, Bob. Thank you so much for having me on the program today.
You're welcome. Rick, I want to introduce you to the audience. How long have you been hosting a talk show?
We started this broadcast on May 24th, 1999, in Dallas, Fort Worth, Texas. We were on one station, and God has been good to us. He has kept this radio program going, even though at times it has seemed like we have been rowing upstream. Mm. Our message, Bob, has always been from the very first broadcast that America had gone on the wrong path. Somewhere along the road, we took the wrong path.
Yeah.
And if we did not go back as a nation and get on the right path, there was going to be great trouble for America up ahead.
Hey, Rick, we've seen the trouble, and it keeps hitting, and it's hitting hard. My wife, Cheryl, said to me this week, she said, Bob, years ago, we've been on the air here at Bob Enyart Live 5 days a week for 20 years. And she said, years ago, you were saying things that so many people thought would never happen, things that so few Christians would ever agree with. And today, it turns out that so many are agreeing. And these things are happening. The destruction of the family, marriage, homosexuality, taking the preeminence over and above a Christian marriage of a man and a wife and children. That is mocked today.
Reality has caught up with the prophetic warnings.
Yeah, I think that is exactly true. And it was clear back in the time, in fact, decades ago, there were Christian leaders like Francis Schaeffer and others who were writing as succinctly as possible that what was happening is we were losing the Christian foundation of our culture. And this pain and suffering that would come would be unspeakable. And now we see millions of families being destroyed, epidemic suicide among young people, a disease, and just a great tragedy. But that doesn't mean that me as an individual Christian, a father, a husband, that I am depressed. Because, Rick, I'm not. I know the Lord, and he has the victory.
Well, absolutely. And where we're at right now, Bob, is America is literally teetering on on the edge of an abyss. And I know these are very strong words, but Christians need to be aware of how serious the situation is. And right now, today, as we're talking, there is a possibility that in the next 48 to 72 hours, Israel may attack Iran. Things have changed dramatically, rapidly, in the last 24 hours in the Middle East, with the announcement that Russia will begin fueling the Bushehr nuclear plant on Friday. That has caught everybody off guard. And so you and I can be assured that right now in Tel Aviv, the government of Mr. Netanyahu is in emergency session making a decision whether they're going to attack Iran before Friday.
And I think Barack Obama just announced an emergency vacation he's taking to the south of France over the next couple days. So I guess that would be fitting with his style of leadership. But, and I'm only kidding, Rick, the dangers in the world, in the best of times, the dangers are severe. We have an ideologue who's running a country that is on the way toward acquiring nuclear weapons in Iran, and our country doesn't seem to have the backbone to say that Iran will not acquire nuclear weapons. And so Israel realizes quite often, and for years we've been their only ally. Now our friendship and support is often in doubt because of the liberals who control our government. But they realize that just like they had to take action to stop Iraq from acquiring nuclear weapons, which succeeded, and I'm very thankful they succeeded, because if Saddam Hussein had nukes, the history of the world today would be very different. But they may have to take, again, unilateral action against Iran to stop their nuclear weapons program. But I tell you, that's not easy, Rick. That'll be tough.
That's right. Bob, where I was going with this is that the killing of millions of babies in America for the last 30 years, the perversion of our morals, the sexuality, the gay marriage, all of this that has eroded our Christian foundation, there is a price that will be paid for rebellion against God. That is the message that we have been delivering on the radio since 1999. And what I'm saying to Christians today is we may be at the place now where God lifts his hand of protection from the USA. See, we have grown up in the last 50 years with a false sense of security. We've been told by many pastors and Christian leaders that God would never judge America, that God needs America because it's from America that the gospel goes out to the world. And I believe that's a false sense of security. Because
well, sure, that would be a silly argument that God would not judge America. There's horrendous judgment coming on the world. If anyone reads the Bible, they will see the judgment that is coming. And in the meantime, the most terrible things happen to individuals, families, churches, cities and nations because they turn their back on God. So, Rick, our nation is suffering. In California, you know that the Judge Vaughn R. Walker, who turned Proposition 8 on its head and said, no, we're going to allow homosexual marriage in California. Of course, his ruling now has been stayed. And as the LA Times put it, Proposition 8 hangs by a legal thread, and so for now, homosexuals are not able to be issued marriage licenses in California. But he was a judge who really we conservative Christians helped to put in office, because helped to put on the bench, because it was George H.W. Bush who we elected because he said that he would put judges in office who honored our values. And so this is one of dozens of judges, utterly godless, liberal, pro-abortion, pro-homosexual, pro-evolution judges that we get from our presidents that we put in office, Rick, this has not been working for decades now. Our whole approach has been a failure.
So, Bob, how long are we going to follow religious right leaders down this road?
Yeah.
I'm not supporting these people anymore. You know, I didn't vote for President George Bush, his son.
Yeah, no, neither did I.
I got clean hands. I didn't vote for him and Cheney. My hands are clean.
Yeah.
And I certainly didn't vote for Kerry or Gore, but I wrote in the names of godly men. You know, so that
Amen. And Rick, here in Colorado, we had Alan Keyes on the ballot last year, and I enjoyed voting for Alan Keyes. But I am with you in that we do not follow the lead of the leaders anymore. And at American Right to Life's website, there's a page called the Pro-Life Industry, and they list members of the industry where they have made hundreds of millions of dollars on the abortion fight, and they have defrauded millions of Christians who've given money, trusting these leaders. And the pro-life industry members include groups like National Right to Life and Concerned Women for America and Americans United for Life and Jay Sekulow and on and on, the Heritage Foundation. These are groups that Christians, conservatives who are pro-life have funded, have followed, and we have been lied to. And it's really, we are the ones who have filled the federal judiciary with pro-homosexual, pro-abortion, godless judges. We've done it, Rick, with our own money and our own votes and following our own pro-life industry organizations.
I'm in total agreement with you, Bob, on that point. The question now is, what will the Christians in America do? How are we going to change our behavior? And do we have the opportunity? Do we have enough time to turn this ship around? Hmm. Because that's my biggest concern, that events could start changing so rapidly that opportunity to use the ballot box may not even be there anymore. We may be placed in a situation very soon as Christians that we're going to have to be on our hands and knees crying out to Holy God to save this nation. Hmm. And that's what it's going to take, because so far, Bob, what I've seen is as God has turned the screws on America and tightened up the judgment, the church has said, I can live with it. I'll just adjust to the pain. I can live with it. I mean, when 9/11 happened,
yeah,
I thought, certainly, this is going to be the wake-up of the American church.
Hey, Rick Wiles, talk show host from Florida, heard around the world on shortwave on the internet at truenews.com. Rick, it was a wake-up, and I think people were awake for about 3 or 4 days.
Yeah.
I mean, people went to church. People prayed, people repented, but how quickly we forget. And you know what's interesting? When a great tragedy happens, like 9/11, or like Hurricane Katrina, or whatever the calamity happens, even a tragedy, worse than a tragedy, a mass murder like Columbine High School, people do tend to turn toward God. And there's a reason for that. Because reality hits hard. You know, you could get obsessed with sports or TV or getting drunk at the bar or whatever. You try to drown your own unhappiness. But when reality hits, God is real, and the consequences of rebelling against God are real, and the blessings of loving and following Him are real. So when reality hits and it breaks through all the superficial cliches of our modern culture, then people tend to turn toward God. But how short our memories, and how quickly we forget, and we go back to our lives ignoring our God and Maker and our Savior if we trust Him, but if not, our Judge.
Bob, I think the main reason why so many people who suddenly went to church after 9/11 and then drifted away so quickly, the real reason was they went to church and the pastor didn't say anything about what happened. I heard that from so many people. I personally went to several churches in the weeks after 9/11. At that time, I was living in Texas. And, Bob, nobody said anything. It was just business as usual at the churches. It was like it never even happened. People were desperate, and they wanted the pastors, they wanted the spiritual leaders of the country to tell them why this country was attacked. What happened spiritually? Where's God? Why did this happen to us? And we didn't tell them that. And then the people said, well, what's the point? Why am I here? Why am I getting up and going to church? They're not even talking about it. And so the shepherds were at fault. And, you know, I think it's in Jeremiah. God said that nobody would imagine that the enemy would have penetrated the gates of Jerusalem, the walls of Jerusalem. But it happened because of the sins of the priests. And I'm going to tell you, if this country falls, it will be because of the sins in the altars, in the pulpits of this church, of the world, of this nation. There's the problem. We have men in churches, leading churches, that have sin in their life and are not preaching a pure gospel of the kingdom of God. And this is why the nation is crumbling. We're losing our freedoms. We're losing our liberties. It didn't start under Obama, the Marxist. It started under Bush, the fascist. This has been going on for quite some time. It was going on with Clinton. I mean, there's been a progression. But the real reason, it's not because we've elected a Marxist communist, which Obama is, but why did we get this guy? God is allowing our freedoms and liberties to be taken away. Why? Our freedoms and liberties are God-given. And if they're God-given, they can be God-taken. And the way, listen, I'm all for the Tea Party movement. I'm all for all the activity out there across the land for electing conservative candidates. I'm all for it. But it's not going to save us, Bob. It's not going to save us. Repentance is going to save us. It's going to require this nation falling down on its knees and crying out to a holy God and saying, we have sinned against you, Father. We have broken your commandments. We've broken your laws. We deserve the punishment that we're getting. We're asking you to show us mercy. And that's what it's going to take. And until the pastors and the evangelists and the TV preachers show the people.
Rick, what I do here at Bob and Yurt Live, and we've been on for 20 years, is we look at the wickedness in the world and the pain and the suffering and the fact that the church has let God down so often, but that really is, for the most part, the same as the history we see in the Bible, where the religious leaders are the ones that Jesus spent a lot of his time rebuking. In the Hebrew Scriptures, the Old Testament, we see that with the priest, the prophets even, and the kings, how they betrayed the very ministry that God gave to them. And we're obviously closer now than we were 2,000 years ago and 3,000 years ago to the end of this phase of human history. But we do the same that the Apostle Paul did, for example. We see the wickedness around us, that people can be so easily destroyed, and we call on each individual to turn to God, to get to know God, to study his word, to love their neighbor, and do the things that honor God. And one of those things here in Colorado, Rick, and you're in Florida, so, and that's quite a ways from us, but here many Christians have come together, and we've realized that one of the things that the left does that they take the most gratification from is killing unborn children. And God calls upon those who love him to love their neighbor, protect the innocent, protect the orphan. Don't stand back while others are being led to slaughter and watch them die. This all comes from Scripture. So we have come together and said, forget about the last 30 years of fraudulent leadership in the pro-life movement, where they've raised hundreds of millions of dollars and they've regulated the killing of innocent children, and they've promoted candidates who have exceptions, who advocate killing some kids or thousands or even millions of kids. Forget about all that. Let's honor God by standing for the God-given right to life and teaching people that God made us, and we are going to stop liberals from killing children in their mother's womb. And Rick Wiles, I believe that personhood is the dagger in the heart of the left. It is the dagger in the heart of liberalism. And Christians finally have something to rally around that is directly teaching others eternal truth, that we do not have the right to kill innocent children as a society. And Rick, I've got audience members who spent 10 years fighting for term limits. And I think when they get to heaven, they're going to find out that term limits was not something that was close to God's heart, but killing the innocent is something that God has a passion against. And so I'm very excited about Colorado's personhood movement. I would like to get your hear your thoughts on that.
Well, Bob, definitely what you're doing there, you're drawing a line in the sand. People will not be able to play the middle. They're going to have to take a stand, yes or no. When does life begin? Because we've watched this for years, for decades, with even pro-life, or, you know, so-called pro-life politicians. And, of course, the favorite line I've heard politicians use is, I'm personally against abortion.
Oh, yeah.
But
right.
I believe in a woman's right to choose, you know?
Yeah, personally against abortion means that you're officially pro-choice or pro-abortion.
Yeah, I'm personally against murder, but I think people should have the right to murder. I mean, that's what they're saying. So what you guys are doing in Colorado is that you're making this real, real clear, and you're holding the feet to the fire of all the politicians. You're making them take a stand. They're going to have to decide. They're going to have to state, when does life begin? When is a person? And you're not going to let them wiggle out of this thing.
No.
And also, every voter will have to take a stand. This is going to be in their file folder. It's part of the evidence that God is accumulating on Judgment Day.
Wow, it's going to be in your file folder on Judgment Day. What a great point. When you advocate killing kids, God has a long memory.
Well, he's actually got a file folder.
Yeah.
He's got quite a document.
That's a good point. It's his book, and he has it recorded in his book. And God loves these kids, and when Planned Parenthood rips their arms and legs off and getting toward killing these little kids, that angers God. And he's a merciful God. He's been restraining judgment on the world, but that mercy will not last forever.
That's right. You know, Bob, the abortion movement, along with euthanasia and all these other movements, it's part of this global green movement, which is very big in Colorado. And you got to see the spiritual root of this thing. In Revelation chapter 6, John said, I looked, and behold, a pale horse, and his name that sat on him was death, and hell followed him, and power was given unto them over the fourth part of the earth to kill with sword and with hunger and with death and with the beast of this earth. Now, first of all, kind of a strange statement. They killed with death. That's a very strange statement. But here's what I want you to see. We have misinterpreted that scripture because we say it was a pale horse. Well, the word in the Greek is chloros. It's green. It's not a pale horse. It's a green horse. It is this green movement that kills with death. Where we're going to fight global warming, they're going to have to reduce the population of the planet. I've watched this over the past several years as more and more global warming fanatics talk about the carbon footprint of babies, of children.
Oh, yeah, you're not kidding. Europe,
they're going down the road of eliminating human beings in order to
their
global warming.
There is a war, Rick Wiles, there is a war against children. The left are anti-children. They love the communists. You know, they have a romantic affair with communism in their minds. And in China, they outlawed brothers and sisters. For decades, it was against the law to have a brother or sister. Your parents could only have one child. In Europe, pressure that discouraged people from having, certainly you don't have more than two kids. A lot of people would only have one child or no kids. They walk their dogs to the park instead of bringing their kids to play on the swings. There is a war, a jihad against children, and they euthanize children, and they abort children, and they discourage people from having children, and that's because they despise God, and they recognize that as a form of rebellion.
And who has come to kill, steal, and destroy? There's only one being, and that is Lucifer. And so their father is the devil. And I'm saying this right now over the radio. If you support abortion, your father is the devil. I don't care if you go to church.
Yeah.
I don't care if you call yourself a Christian. If you support abortion, your father is the devil.
Yeah, Rick, we are out of time, but thank you so very much. You've got quite a ministry, as anybody could find out if they Google TrueNews.com, TRUNews.com. They'll see how popular your outreach is. So thank you very much for coming on our Denver radio show.
Thank you, Bob. God bless you.
Appreciate that. That's Rick Wiles. And this is Rebellion Against God. This morning, I won't give a name, of course, but I was talking with a young couple, and the gal, she's in her 20s, and she said, you know, for a long time, my heart was hard against God. And I told friends that I liked abortion. I went home and I thought, why would I have said that? You know, that flows from rebellion against God. And thank God that young lady has turned to the Lord. KGov.com.